Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world? You just tuned in to Blog Talk Radio, and this is Talk to Me, hosted by the one and the only, the most fantabulous, loveliest, wealthiest, and most jubilant sister in the world. That's right. My name is Minister Sheree Humphrey, and I am the founder and president of Diamonds in the Rough, Finding the Spirit in Me, and the producer of A Star is Born, Talent Events, and Talk to Me Media. I want to thank you so much for tuning back in. It's been a month now since I had my last show, and I just appreciate you. Tell somebody about this online broadcast. Share it. Go get you some ice cream. Go get you some popsicles, some jawbreakers, some Boston baked beans, but do something so you can be comfortable and listen to the entirety of this broadcast. Now, we're talking about fun in the sun, despite the COVID, because summer has come up now, and a lot of us have been cooped up in the house. People have been doing many things online, virtually, through all type of networks. And people have been working from home. Some people have been really going through changes and things of that nature. And we want to get outside. We want to be with our family and friends. And we want to do the things that we used to, but we have to take precautions. And I wrote a new book. It's for children, third grade and up. It won't be released. I'm still working on uploading and getting it done and published. And it is called COVID Show Did. And it's about a little boy that appreciates the fact that he now is able to spend time with his father, whom he hardly saw before the COVID, because his father is working from home now. So it's about family. It's about values. It's about taking precautions and showing the children in a fun way what they can do. And it's also about loss, because he lost his uncle through the COVID, and it shows how the family has overcome that. So you want to get this book. I definitely will have it up on social media sites when this book is available. If you want to get a pre-ordered copy, just contact me and let me know. I do want to let you know, for some people who never listened to this show, I want to share with you just a few of the people that have graced this show, and I've been so blessed to have all of them on. And if your name is not on the list, you know, it's okay. It's just been too many people to read off everybody that's been on. It's been over 300 guests in the past 10 years. However, I've had J.D. Lawrence, Calvin Richardson, Richmond Punch, Tony Red, Carmichael the Music Lover, Wendell B., C.C. Tennyson, Lowe, Melba Moore, Glenn Jones, J.P. Justice, Drew Frazier, Stacey Ladisaw, Christopher Williams, Doobie Powell, Keisha Rainey, Hope Flood, Riff, Gerald Kelly, J.J. Harrison, Capone, FSW, Janice Dempsey, and A. Curtis Farrell, just to name a few. And, you know, I'm always willing and open to have guests on my show, look at the information, so that if you would like to be on the show, please contact me if you're serious. Okay, I got to get into these birthday shout-outs for the month of July. Today is my youngest godchild's birthday. She is not a child anymore. She just turned 21, I believe. Shout out to my little cousin, Deonta Massenberg. We call her Kiki. My youngest godchild of 8. So all my godchildren are officially grown. Thank you, Jesus. And might I add, most of them are doing very, very well for themselves. Also, I want to send out a birthday shout out to Kim Whitaker, who's out there and San Francisco, California. Her birthday was July the 10th. Now, if you want to order my books and my art, go to my website, which is Diamonds in the Rough, D-I-T-R, view it, look at it, see what you want. If you need custom art done for yourself or ordering books before the school year starts for your children, there's many books up there dealing with all kind of real issues. For our children and what they may be going through and how to help them cope through that, how to help them have encouragement, be inspired, and do positive things. So if you want to get those books, please go to my website and then contact me so I can take the orders. I want to go to a quick break, but I do want to mention Stacey Reaser. She was the winner. I posed the question. She was the winner. I asked her if she could find the scripture in my painting, The Faith of Peter, about a month ago, and she was the first person to find it. The scripture was in the hem of the garment that he had on in Matthew 14:19 was the scripture. So shout out to Stacey. Love you, girl. God bless you. And let me just play a quick song, and then we're going to come back, and I'm going to do some scriptures very quickly because I have my first caller who is going to be calling in very shortly. I'm going to play Your Love Is by Fred Hammond.
my soul.
There you have it. That was a little bit of Your Love Is by Fred Hammond. I can't play the whole thing, but you go check it out. It's up on YouTube. I love that song. It's really a sweet love song between you and God. I'm going to continue on and do some scriptures very shortly, just because my caller has called in. So hold on there. I'm going to be reading your bio and playing your music real soon. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world does give to you. Let not your heart be troubled. Let them not be afraid. That is John 14:27. And we can definitely use the scripture. It's very relative to what is going on in the United States and all over the world right now, trying to have peace amidst this pandemic. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Psalm 46:1. I am a witness to that. Yes, he is on all ends. I do not doubt. I have said these things to you that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation. But take heart, I have overcome the world. So we know that if this is going on, God has allowed it for some reason. But things can happen good in the midst of this pandemic. It has for me, and I only can attest to what I've gone through. And I see other Christians, other people who love the Lord as well. You know, some of us are doing the best that we can do, and that's all you can do during this situation, and be cautious. Sing for joy, O heavens, and exult, O earth, break forth, O mountains, into singing, for the Lord has comforted people and will have compassion on his afflicted. Isaiah 49:13, I know when I'm down, you know, if I'm not doing something creative other than singing, I start singing. I'm singing, and if my body ain't hurting from this neuropathy, I'm dancing, and I'm having a good time, and I'm praising God in my own time, in my own living room, and that always lifts my spirit. I'm going to read one more scripture. One will I go to here. Colossians 3:17. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him, giving thanks that the COVID has not gotten you. And if it has, if you're listening, you're alive. So thanking God that you're alive, thanking God that you're not in the hospital. And even if you're in the hospital, thank God in advance that you're going to get out. He did it for a friend of mine's aunt who was 73. She came up out that hospital. She had the COVID. So did the whole, you know, a couple of other people in the family. So be encouraged. You know, I've had a loss too this last couple of months. You know, so be encouraged. Continue to use precaution, and I'm going to play some of my caller's song. You take these glasses off, these bifocals, because I feel crazy, like I can't even see. Here we go. Off the Charts by Judith Feely. Thank you. so much. You tuned in. You're listening to Talk to Me Radio by Cherie Humphrey. That was Off the Charts by Judah Seeley. And you're going to hear some about Judah, and I'm going to have him on. And he's going to tell you where you can find his music so that you can purchase it online and listen to it in its entirety. Judah Seeley is a national smooth jazz recording artist. He is a saxophonist, keyboardist, and producer from Rochester, New York. Judah picked up the saxophone at a young age while attending School of the Arts from middle school to high school. Judah graduated from Robert Westland College in 2007 with a BA in music. Shortly after graduating college, Judah became a regular on the Rochester music scene as a sideman and eventually as a band leader in years to come. Judah's high school, and while he was in college, he found a knack for producing music. And in May of 2014, Judah Seeley released his first self-produced single, Lifted, which led to his first smooth jazz album entitled The Arrival on August 14, 2015. This album featured his Timeless Love and Nighttime. His follow-up to his CD debut album was a Christmas album entitled A Judah Seeley Christmas, which was released in December of 2016. I don't know, but I asked Judah, I was thinking maybe he's related to my niece, Keisha Seeley, whose father is from Barbados. So I don't know, Sweetie Pie, if you're listening, this may be a relative of yours. I'm not sure. But anyway, May of 2018 was the release of his highly anticipated album, Welcome Home. The 14-track album was written and produced entirely by Judah Seeley and featured the hit single, Turn It Up. Talking Smooth Jazz ranked Welcome Home as one of the top 10 albums of 2018. Judah's single, Turn It Up, is the latest single from the album Welcome Home and is currently playing on Billboard stations around the country, including Sirius XM Watercolors. In March of 2020, Judah released his brand new single entitled Off the Charts, which is climbing the Billboard. Judah's really unique sound comes from a blend of vintage R&B, gospel, neo-soul, and funk, with some contemporary R&B influences as well. He is also an accomplished pianist, own right. He has shared the stage with many known acts, including Kirk Franklin, Frankie Beverly and Maze, and has played on stages including the Xerox Rochester International Jazz Festival. So I am going to click in my caller right now, and you're going to hear him for yourself. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. So I just want to, you know, get into some questions. I love, you know, your music. And this one really, you know, just makes you feel good. It's definitely some cookout music.
Well, thank you.
You know what I mean?
I appreciate it. Mm-hmm.
You're welcome. So, do you think as a gifted child in the arts or any other field, they should attend like a specified school, particularly for their talent like you went to?
No, I think that there are a lot of talented well, before I even get into that, I just want to say thank you for having me on your show, and I'm honored to be here.
Oh, you're welcome.
I think there are lots of cases where there are talented children that don't necessarily go to a school that nurtures those talents. I guess it always depends on your environment. If you're
right,
surrounded by people that are, you know, supporting you in whether it be at home or extracurricular activities, you may not need to necessarily go to an art school. Or if you don't have that environment at home, then an art school can definitely help develop those talents and skills. But it's on a case by case basis because there are a lot of students that go to those art schools that don't necessarily pursue that art. So it's not like you definitely have to go to an art school in order to succeed in the arts. it all depends on the child. It depends on their environment at home. It depends on their personal drive to pursue that art. But it certainly
right.
helps, but
okay.
it's not always
Got
a guarantee.
You.
It definitely
you.
Helps, yeah. It helps
yes,
me.
I mean, and you know, I think, like you said, it's true. You have some children who are very gifted that's never
mm-hmm.
attended any art school, such as myself.
Yeah.
But, you know what I mean? But, you know, it's all in God's plans. You know, I want to ask
mm-hmm.
you another question, though, because I know you
yeah.
went and you went on to college and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
What was it like for you attending Roberts Wesleyan College?
Roberts Wesleyan was a unique experience. It was a Christian college that was not far from, was in my hometown, so I didn't live on campus, so I didn't experience that college life. That yeah,
okay.
It was not far from where I lived, so I didn't live on campus. I didn't, you know, the typical stay in the dorm, and you know, I didn't have that experience. And also, I was one of the few students of color in my department because our school was But I mean, I never. It was rare that I felt that way because I was fortunate that my professors and my friends there were very cool, very welcoming, and my wind ensemble teacher, his name was Professor Hsu, and he was the one that actually encouraged me to become a teacher, which I am. I'm a music teacher. I've been doing that for 11
years.
Yeah,
we're going to get to that.
And
I got a question about that.
Yeah.
We're going to get to that.
Yeah.
But I asked you about
yeah.
the being in college because, you know, with it being summertime now, kids and their families going to have to make a decision of whether or not they're going to attend college. And with the COVID running rampant, you know, I'm hoping that if they make a decision to go, it's going to be virtual and not actually being in the classroom now, you know, with everything happening, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just crazy with everything going on. So how do you enjoy the summer right now, you know, at this season of what we're dealing with, because most of us want to be outside, we want to enjoy the traveling, the pool, have fun, but we still know in the back of our mind the COVID is still here.
This for me personally, COVID has been a blessing for me personally, and I say that I don't take it lightly because I was actually very sick in the middle of March. And I'm pretty sure I did have COVID-19, and my whole house, me and my wife were both sick to the point where we had to take, our daughter had to go stay with her grandmother because we were too sick to take care of her. So it was really bad, but fortunately, you know, God healed us, and you know, we're good. A lot of people can't relate to that, but for us, there's been so many good things that have happened. I know that, and I can only attribute it to the Lord because, you know, because I'm a teacher, and I haven't lost payment because of COVID. I've gotten a lot of opportunities during this time, music opportunities. You know, like my music is on the Billboard charts, and you know, I've gotten a chance to work with a lot of musicians who are also stuck at home, but they're still making music, and so I've gotten a lot of different session opportunities to work with people that I really admire in my field, and I don't think I would have been able to do that had I been at work, so to speak, because they would send me a song, and I would play on it right away, as opposed to, you're going to have to wait to the weekend when I'm not working, you know what I mean? So just those little things, and even you know, being a music director at my church, even the churches have been experiencing a really different time because, you know, we haven't been allowed to go to church or congregate like we normally do, but it allowed us to find new ways to minister and reach different people, whether virtually or whatever the case, and it allowed us to also take stock of what we do have and make significant changes to the way we do things so that when we do come back things will be stronger. So, like, those things wouldn't have happened if COVID didn't happen. Now, I'm not making light of the people that have been sick and healthcare workers that are on the front lines and the people that have passed away or are that are in the hospital currently. And my heart goes out to all of them. I think there is also a lot of good that I've experienced during this time, and I think there are a lot of people that have experienced some good during this time as well.
Absolutely.
For me, that's what it's been like.
If you sit down and you really reflect and think back and you see all that you currently have been blessed with, and, you know, yes, you know that, you know, you're doing good and God is still taking care of you. So, you know, and all the things that you're able to do, like I wouldn't have been able to express my creativity like this. It's been about 20 years since I've been painting. So, you know, God is good. You know what I mean?
Amen.
You know? So what would you say to people to take precaution, especially since you had it yourself?
Yeah, I would say follow the guidelines. When I got sick, I'm pretty sure I wasn't taking it seriously. Well, nobody knew what to expect. It was literally March 14th. Was my last day at school, and then 3 days later I got sick. So it was I didn't know anything about what to expect. There wasn't mass guidelines or anything. You know, nobody knew. So now that we have some kind of idea, if they say wear a mask, wear a mask. If they say stay 6 feet away, stay 6 feet away. Like it's no joke. It's definitely real. It's not, you know, it's not a hoax. I'm living proof, you know.
Yeah.
So if whatever the guidelines are, just stick to them. It's uncomfortable, unfortunately, but in order for us to get through it, we all have to do our part, and that's how we do
our
part.
Yes, because I know my birthday was the 28th of March, and I was pissed because I couldn't do nothing, and all my plans were shot. I even had my outfit. Now I was so. Oh, my God. And, you know, my mother, me, my sister, everybody, we all in the airy season. We couldn't do nothing. So, that was unfortunate.
It was unfortunate. I had a lot and a lot of musicians and creatives alike can attest that there were a lot of opportunities I had this summer to play in front of thousands of people. And this would have been my first opportunity to play in front of crowds of that magnitude. And because we had our big jazz festival this year, it was my first time headlining my own set at this festival that was going to take place in, and it got canceled. And there was other festivals that I was slated to play at, and they all got canceled. So, I understand the loss that COVID has brought on all of us, but there has been some good on the other side. So.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, getting back to your music and your CD, your first CD was The Arrival that came out August 2015. What was it like for you hearing your music on the radio for the first time?
The first time I heard my music on the radio was 2016. When my it was my Christmas CD because it was the Christmas season, and I knew the guy at the radio station. So it was like one station in my hometown. But there's nothing like it. It's like, oh my goodness, there's somebody's hearing my music, somebody's playing my music. And that was there's no feeling quite like it. For my last single, Turn It Up, that came out, and the single came out in 2019, but the CD that it was from came out in 2018. The first time hearing my song Turn It Up played on SiriusXM Watercolors, which is a national, well, it's an international radio station, because I went to Canada and they was playing it in Nova Scotia and stuff, what people told me.
Wow.
But hearing it there was, the first time hearing it was surreal. It was like a dream. It was because they played like, you know, like one of my favorite artists, it would be like, you know, Gerald Albright, and then they played my song, and then they played somebody else's song. So to hear my name and even in the same sentence or in the same playlist, you know, that I still have a hard time processing it, because even though I am a smooth jazz artist, I am also a fan of smooth jazz. So I don't see myself as a peer, you know what I mean? So it's like,
yeah,
I like it as much as I like to make the music. I'm as much a fan as anybody else is. So when I see my name next to the people that I've admired, you know, for as long as I can remember, there's nothing like it. I'll never get used to it. I'll never be like, oh, there goes my song again. It's always in the
right.
Every time I hear it, you know, because
yeah.
I think about dreaming about those days, you know, so, and it never gets lost on me. So I'm just thankful.
And so we're running out of time. I do want to ask you one more question. You know, what do you think is different about this particular single or CD from all the previous? Because now you have all this experience and you have all of this, you know, I'm sure there's some pain, there's some good times, some, you know, bad times. There's a whole bunch of stuff wrapped up into who you are right now. So what do you think is different very quickly?
Oh, yeah, I'll try to be as quick as I can. Each CD that I've done is representative of a milestone in my life, my first CD being me stepping or arriving on the scene. The Welcome Home coincided with the purchase of my first home. That's why it's called Welcome Home. This CD that's coming out. Oh, thank you. This CD that is coming out is called Legacy, that Off the Charts is from, and it coincides with the birth of my first child, my daughter.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So a lot of the music is inspired. Some of the song that I wrote for her is called Precious. That's on the CD. And a lot of the music is birthed from that place of, this will be the music that I'm remembered by if I never make, you know, any more music. That's why it's called Legacy, but also because it's the legacy of my personal legacy being my daughter being born. With the song Off the Charts, I wanted to make a smooth jazz song. A lot of the music that I make pulls from all types of genres, like I said in my bio, you know, R&B, gospel, funk, neo-soul. With that song, I specifically set out to make a song for smooth jazz fans. And I wanted it to sit alongside a lot of those songs that I hear on the radio then. So that's how that song was birthed. I said, I want to make a smooth jazz song that smooth jazz fans will like. And that's how
So how can everybody, that's listening, get a hold of your songs? What social media platforms are you on or, outlets?
All of my music is on iTunes, Apple Music, Amazon, Google Play. Anywhere you find digital music, you will find my music. If you want to purchase hard copies, everywhere that digital music is sold or streamed, YouTube included, you can find all my music there. If you want to purchase hard copies, you'd have to go to cdbaby.com to purchase hard copies of my Welcome Home CD. All the other CDs are out of print, unfortunately. And my upcoming CD will be on CD Baby and all digital stores as well. And my upcoming CD, Legacy, will be debuting on August 14th. That's my 35th birthday. My first CD came out on my 30th birthday 5 years ago, and then now my third full-length CD is coming out on my 35th birthday of this year. So I'm excited about
that. Happy pre-birthday.
Thank you.
I usually give birthday shout-outs every month to anybody that I can think of. So God bless you. Thank you so much for being on as a guest.
No problem.
I don't know. Connect with my niece, Keisha Seeley. She may be related to you. And she's online, too, on Facebook, one of my friends. But God bless you. And you just keep up the good work, and I'll be listening to your music.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There you have it. That was Judah Seeley. And if you want to go back and listen to the beginning of the show, you can. I'm going to take a quick break because I do have my next caller who is on the line. And I am definitely going to be playing his song. This is I'm Into You by Darren Cookie Moore. there you have it. That was I'm Into You by Darren Cookie Moore, who is my next guest. I'm going to be reading his To Me Radio, hosted by Sheree Humphrey of Diamonds in the Rough. Please visit my main website, DITR, et cetera, is on the website. You can find me on the City of Stamford website in regards to the youth and the curriculum that I do for Diamonds in the Rough if you want to book me and my services. Also, you can look at my art and some of my books. Remember, it's the summer now, but children are going to need books, and you need books that are your children are going to relate to. I do know someone had purchased my book maybe about 2 years ago, had bought almost every book I had for children, and she said that the children who came to her office, because she was a counselor or a psychologist, she said they couldn't put it down. So that makes me happy. My niece also published a book 2 years ago when she was seven, and I helped her, and I published that book for her, which she actually wrote herself. So please, if you want to see some get some coloring books or whatever, do that. Go to the site. I'm going to read his bio right now. Let me get me a sip of water because my mouth is dry. All right. Thank you, Lord. Darren Cookie Moore is an independent artist, musician, born and raised in Detroit, Michigan. He is a bassist, songwriter, producer who also plays keyboard and drums. Beginning his musical journey at a young age, Darren wrote his first song for his school choir at age 12. He has taken music lessons, but is mostly self-taught. A significant part of his musical background stems from his studies at Grambling State University and Wayne State University. He spent 2006 and 2007 as the music director for Summit Ministries International. He also played bass on Marvin Jordan's Future X project entitled Higher Ground in 2012 and Summit Ministries International's Praise and Worship project Going In, to be released or was released in 2013. He is currently working on multiple recording projects while playing locally in Metro Detroit and other Midwestern areas with plans to tour the U.S. soon. As an independent artist, he has released 5 albums, Nothing Else to Say, 2002, Bass is Loaded, 2003, At Peace, 2005, A New Love, 2010, and In Your Present was released in 2013. He also has a Christmas album like Judah called Darren Cookie Moore Presents a Funky Christmas that was released in 2015. All his music that is an aforementioned project were written and arranged by him. These projects are for sure to take you on a delightful musical journey. Look for his latest CD, Lifetime, at digital outlets near you. Now, I'm going to plug him in so we can listen to him. I don't want to waste any more time. Hello? Well, it looks like he actually got dropped out of the call. So what I'm going to do while I try to get him back on the line is I'm going to play a little bit of Face It All by Fred Hammond.
From my heart, here is what I need to say. From now on, and until my dying day, my love is here to stay. My heart has found its place. You say you feel this too. So whatever we go through, hand
that song is just so lovely. Lord, I want to marry Fred Hammond's voice. I met him, but I want to marry his voice. Lord, have mercy. I am going to plug my caller in. Hopefully, we will not get disconnected. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm so sorry. I don't know what happened there.
No problem.
It's very nice to have you on. Thank you so much for calling in. And I do want to just get right into the questions because we don't have that much time because the show ends at 7:30. You said you wrote your first song at 12. Did you have help or did you just know how to write that song?
No, I didn't have any help. I got criticized basically because the name of the song was Just Because He Loves You and Me. And obviously being in school, they said, no, the song should read Just Because He Loves You and I. And I was like, that's not how it came to me, though.
Right, exactly. They always want to change something.
But yeah, it was a gospel song that I wrote, and my connection with music, I would say, began.
Right, right. And where did you use that song? Did you get to use it anywhere besides school or?
I did a gospel concert back when I was probably 17, 18 years old. That had maybe five songs that I had written. God had just blessed me. I picked up the bass when I was 15 years old, and it was laying in a friend's of my parents' basement, and it was collecting dust. And so I picked it up, and the rest is history. So I pretty much just was drawn to music and sports, and so I used that song in that concert, and then I took a turn and have been doing smooth jazz. I call it adult contemporary instrumental music.
Okay. I understand that. I do, because when I was young, I hated jazz. I love it now. I love it. I mean, I like the neo-soul. I like, you know, of course, R&B and gospel. But, I mean, the jazz just is different for me now, being that I am, you know, middle-aged. Oh, boy. But I understand that. But do you think there's a difference between being a musical director for ministry, like Judah said, he's a musical director for ministry. You were for Summit Ministries International. Do you think there's a difference in doing secular jazz ministry?
Well, I think that one of my favorite passages of scriptures is where David played for Saul. And I tell people that it didn't say that David played gospel. It didn't say that David played a hymn. It just said David played for Saul. So my interpretation is that David played some music. Now, it could have been funky. It could have been smooth, laid back, whatever. But we know that it was music. My journey in the smooth jazz genre, I think, started. I credited a lot of it to Wayman Tisdale. When I was coming up, my dad was an assistant pastor of a big church, Greater Grace in Detroit, Michigan. So I grew up with ministers in my family, pastors, and so forth. And I struggled with the fact that when I wrote music, it was funky, it was smooth, it was laid back. And I didn't know where I fit in because the church wasn't doing that. And so when I listened to Wayman Tisdale, and here was a guy that was saying that he was a devoted Christian and the Lord Jesus, you know, savior of his life, I was thinking, wow. And I mean, anybody that knows Wayman Tisdale knows that his music is funky, is laid back, is smooth. And I was thinking, wow, that's me. And ever since then, I've been, I think, I try not to label. Because as a believer, as a child of God, I create music. Now, you can call it whatever you want to, as long as you listen to it and you buy my record, as Eddie Murphy would say on Saturday Night Live. But I think sometimes we lose people because we try to put it in a genre versus saying, man, it's just good listening music. And when I was creating the music, I feel that smooth jazz, when created in the right spirit, is able to calm your spirit. Where
it,
in
it
this
really
world, where and so with so much stuff going on, that the cares of life and all that stuff, this music that we create, and that Mr. Judah, you know, listening to him, when you create this type of music, it allows you to sit back and just relax and really allow God to speak to you.
Yes. And I totally agree with you, because I had that same struggle when I started spoken word. And being that I was in the church and being that I was involved in so many different things, and I've been a Christian since I was 9. But I struggled with that as well, because I didn't know. I didn't know to be like the regular poets, or to be or singers, or be like the other poets. And I said, you know what, I'm just going to speak from my heart. And what came out was spiritual, but I also had other stuff that nobody ever heard that was very sensual, sexual, stuff that was angry, you know. But I chose to put the spiritual part of me out. And it benefited, you know, not just other people, but it benefited me, because God was speaking to my heart. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and I believe that there's an anointing that people can have over their lives, whatever they're doing. They're doing it in a spirit of excellence, in a spirit of joy, a spirit of love, and God is love. So, you know, if it's encouraging, lifting you up, if it's just moving you to have peace, you know, that right there is God. I don't see anything wrong with that. You know what I mean? And those are the ones that ain't got no talent anyway. So we don't want to listen to them. We want to listen to people who have succeeded at what they do, you know, and have been where you were at that point. You know what I mean?
Yes. Well, Songs of Solomon is a book of poetry, you know. If you look at Psalms is a book of songs that were written by David, and it talks about the different things. But when you look at Songs of Solomon, I mean, there's a lot of love poems that were written in there. And so I agree with you.
Yes, absolutely. Now let's move on, because I don't want to waste too much time. But this is good conversation for people who may be experiencing the same thing. You completed about 7 album CDs thus far, and your newest is Lifetime. Why did you entitle it this? Why did you entitle it I'm Into You? I'm sorry.
Well, I'm Into You is It's basically a song that I was writing for that person that is speechless when it comes down to that, to their loved one, or to that person that they're trying to talk to, and it's like, you know, you can't find the words. Play that song, and they'll be able to understand.
All right, now I'm gonna play that for somebody. Thank you. Okay, so we're talking about having fun in the sun amidst the COVID, despite what's going on. Very briefly, What are your feelings on that? You know, and being safe with this pandemic.
I feel that this pandemic has given a lot of us who had issues with time. It's taken away excuses. Some of us would say, you know, if I had the time, I would write the book. If I had the time,
right,
I would come out with this, or I would do this. Well,
yep.
I don't know about you, but here in Michigan, stuff has been shut down for almost 4 months. So
right.
How much more time do you need? You
exactly.
know, so
exactly.
It's allowed people to really commit to those things that really are dear to them.
Yes, absolutely. You are so right. God knows my house is turning into a gallery, and I thank God because this has been on my heart, and I pushed this aside to start my ministry, Diamonds in the Rough, 18 years ago. I pushed it aside because I had a calling on my life, and I answered it. I didn't know what I was getting into, but I answered it, you know, and thus we have this show, you know, for 10 years.
Awesome.
So, you know, God is able to do some things that you would never dream or even think of. And so what cautions do you, you know, say to people, you know, during this time?
Just make sure that me and my wife, we cut up pieces of garlic and drink that with orange, or take that with orange juice. We do hot lemon water, and then we know that we are protected by the blood
yes.
of Jesus. And,
amen.
So we don't want to live in fear. You know,
right.
we don't go out here and act unseemly and disobey the laws of the land. However,
right.
we're not going to live in fear. And so,
right.
you know, my goal is to, when this is all over, be a lot further ahead than I was 4 months ago.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And so what advice, because, you know, there's been a lot of police brutality that is being exposed during this pandemic. It seems like stuff is breaking out on every 5 seconds you see somebody being beat up. I've seen online an old lady with a cane being thrown to the ground. She could barely even walk on her front lawn. A young girl with a baby. You know, taking her away from her child because they didn't like the way she was talking. I mean, it's just so crazy, everything that's happened, you know, the George Floyd incident, so many people. What advice can you give our people, to black men in particular, during this time?
Well, I think one thing, make sure that you're right with God. God will give you godly wisdom. In some cases, try to make sure that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. You're doing right. You're not doing wrong. And I really think that we're in a time now that we have to pray for those police officers that have a job to do, because not all police officers are bad. But I do think they're in a situation where some of them are undertrained, and they're put in very difficult positions where they have to make a decision at the spur of the moment. And some of them, unfortunately, make bad decisions. And unfortunately, they're at a job as like a pilot. A pilot can't really afford to make a bad decision. And so just like a police officer, he's in a position where he can't really afford to make a bad decision. So I think we should pray for him, that their eyes are open, that they can get the right training. And if we, for the young man that's out there, I would say treat every situation differently and start off with respect, because a lot of times if you give respect, you'll get respect. I think to start there, you know, we'll have something to work with.
Okay, that's good. That's how you feel about it. I just wanted to get your thoughts on it and how you feel. And so, yes, I do believe you need to start with I do believe that out of the issues of the heart, the mouth speaks. And I believe that if you are taught growing up in racism and hatred and you get a job as a police officer, you are just going to come out. That's just who you are. So I think that there does need to be different training. I think we need to do away with some of this old stuff and bring in some new stuff, you know what I mean, to go along with what's already there. But if what's happening is not working, then we need to try something new. And that's what people are not willing to do. A lot of these young kids, they're showing that they care. You got people from all backgrounds and all walks of life. You got the police, the newscaster's daughter who was white being beat up almost to the point of death. I mean, so it's if you're fighting against them, because that's a brotherhood. We know that the police officer and that stems back to the Blue Shield and the KKK and all of that. That's where all that stuff came up from. So we have to do away with the roots. We have to pull out from the root, because this is acceptable, obviously. And this is not new. This has been going on long before cell phones was even invented. You know, now people just taping it. You know what I'm saying? And it's being known.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? It's been going on for years. You got hundreds and hundreds of black men that was strung up on trees and thrown away in the backwoods, and women who are women raped and killed and thrown away in a ditch somewhere, and nobody did nothing about it. So, you know, I think there's multiple things that need to take place. But let me stop talking, because I ain't the one being
No,
yes,
I can hear your passion. No, that's definitely, you're right. You're right.
But yes, I want to thank you so much, Darren, for coming on. It's been a true blessing to have you on and sharing some of your thoughts and your feelings. Tell people where they can get your music and where they can book you.
Okay, definitely. Definitely follow me at Darren Cookie Moore on Facebook. And I'd like to thank my sponsor, first of all, Yamaha SIT Strings and Zoom Pedals. My music can be found on Amazon, iTunes, Spotify, any outlet, digital outlet, you can find my music. You can also go to my website, which is Daron Cookie Moore, DaronCookieMoore.com, and you can definitely book me off of that site and also buy my music there.
Yes, wonderful. Thank you so much. And I am going to be enjoying you fellas' music when I put my smooth jazz on and I'm trying to chill. You know, I'm going to put on both of your songs. There's so many different artists that have been doing some great projects. But you two guys in the smooth jazz area, definitely phenomenal. And continued blessings with everything that you're doing.
Thank you. And again, I want to thank you for having me on your show. It's definitely been a pleasure. And hopefully we can do
thank
it again
you.
Sometime.
Yes, yes, absolutely. All right, now. You have a blessed day.
All right, you too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There you have it. That was Darren Cookie Moore and Judah Seeley earlier, both musicians, both great, phenomenal men in the industry of smooth jazz and other genres. Please check their music out. I'm going to play a little bit of That's Why I Praise You by John P. Key. So I'm going to take you out with that. Thank you so much for tuning in to talk to me. We'll be doing another broadcast on the 10th of August, God willing. Thank you so much, and check out my web pages. God bless.
Send a storm, send the rain, another trial.
Palm of your